From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Congress has started its summer break. President Obama is making a quick fundraising trip to Chicago. And Americans around the country are still talking about the deal on the debt ceiling that was sealed earlier this week. We sent reporters to two swing districts to see what people are saying about that deal and the politicians who put it together. We start in Naperville, Illinois, with NPR's David Shaper.
The Riverwalk in downtown Naperville in Chicago's western suburbs is teeming not just with ducks, but with little kids feeding those ducks. As their parents in this Republican-leaning district that voted for Mr. Obama in 2008 mull his negotiating of a compromise to raise the debt ceiling, some are glad he didn't duck his responsibility.
You know, at some point we had to come to an agreement, and I think he's done what's best for our country.
Erica Rollins is a 34-year-old stay-at-home mother who just recently moved to Naperville.
I think he's been under a lot of pressure, and I'm very proud of the job he's done. I think this country, especially here in the Midwest, is tired of the bickering between the two parties, and he's doing the best job he can.
Rollins backs the president, even though she considers herself a Republican, and says she voted for John McCain 3 years ago, adding now it's her party that's going too far and being too uncompromising. 49-year-old Danny Oshiro of Naperville, who did vote for President Obama, is not as enthusiastic.
He did okay. In my grade, I would say he did probably C+.
Oshiro then adds this caveat.
I tell you what, from what he acquired when he became president, I think he's doing a very good job, okay? That's a tall order for one president to handle.
In Chicago's Uptown neighborhood, President Obama will celebrate his 50th birthday a day early with a fundraiser at the Aragon Ballroom tonight. And there is support for the hometown president here.
I personally still think he's doing the best that he can.
Steve Milford is part owner of Crew Bar and Grill and says he thinks the president got the best compromise he could. But Milford isn't happy with it.
I think a lot of people aren't, but it is what it is. I mean, this is what Washington's known for, not getting much done.
Inside the neighborhood Starbucks, there is concern about how the president looks after settling the nation's debt crisis.
Personally, I think he's weaker.
Chris Veronis is a communications consultant who lives nearby.
I think it's good for Obama that he's got a birthday to distract attention away from some glaring realities out there. And the biggest thing is unemployment. People are out of work.
In Chicago, there is disappointment President Obama just doesn't come home more often, and that when he does, it's usually a quick trip like the one tonight. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.